Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations. Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. Local businesses are, of course, the lifeblood of everything we do. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. This is Season 1, Episode 3, and this week's business in our backyard is Sylacauga Chick-fil-A, and I have Micah Harris, who is the franchise owner, with me. Hello.
Hey, Rebecca. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, let's learn about you. How did you end up being a franchise owner of a Chick-fil-A?
It goes back a long way. I was a team member for a Chick-fil-A restaurant back in 2005. So we're talking about, oh my gosh, is that 17 years? I should have done the math before I got in here. Okay, we're good. We're close enough. So a team member a long time ago, and I became a manager and team leader and all those things along the way. Then I went to UAB. I got a degree in human resource management. Decided that Chick-fil-A sounded like a great career. So I began working for Chick-fil-A corporate back in 2014. Okay. Worked there for 2.5 years during an interim manager program where I would go and temporarily run Chick-fil-A restaurants.
Okay.
So I finished that program in 2014, started in 2011, and became a franchise operator, selected after about a 2-year selection process. They said yes to us. Oh my gosh, it's so long. This is a longer answer than you expected.
It's okay.
they finally said yes to me on Valentine's Day 2014. And I became the franchise owner of a Chick-fil-A inside of a mall food court down in Naples, Florida.
Okay.
My wife and I, Angela, were there for 4 years. Loved the area. It's beautiful, great team, but we knew we wanted to get back home. So we had our eye on Alabama, and when the Chick-fil-A in Sylacauga became available, I and about four other candidates raised my hand to say, I'd like to go to the Chick-fil-A in town. And after another selection process, they let Micah say yes, and three others got turned down, but I get to be here with you today.
Well, wonderful. We're glad you're here with us today. So are you from Sylacauga or just Central Alabama?
Originally from north of Birmingham, Gardendale, Fulton.
Okay,
Dale.
I know where that is, yeah. All right. So you graduated Gardendale Rockets?
As a matter of fact, I didn't. My family and I were homeschooled. So my mom had five children, and I was homeschooled from K through 12.
Your mother is a brave woman.
I've got three little kids now. I can't even imagine putting in the work that she did to do it. It is incredible. So I'm grateful for the opportunity, but my wife went to Gardendale High School, graduated. She was on the Rockettes and in the band. Both she and I then went to Jeff State Community College and then transferred to UAB and graduated there.
How cool. Well, Chick-fil-A, of course, is a Christian organization. And is that why you picked it?
So I've always loved the values of Chick-fil-A. They have been treating others with honor, dignity, and respect. Being closed on Sunday, Truett used to be asked, the founder of the company was often asked why Chick-fil-A chose to close on Sunday. His answer was to allow team members time to spend with their family, to worship if they choose, but also because they needed a break. They needed rest, and he understood that from a very early age. So I've always been drawn to Chick-fil-A for those values, as well as how they've always leveled, treated others with generosity.
Well, you know, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this. I am, but, all the businesses were closed on Sunday when I was a little girl, all of them.
That's right.
And now most of them are open, and it's just crazy.
Well, Dan, the previous or most recent CEO, now it's his son, a third generation Kathy member who's running Chick-fil-A. But Dan used to be asked why they continued to close on Sunday. And of course, he said it was to honor his father's legacy. But also, he said he believes the chicken tastes better on Monday because we're closed on Sunday.
Maybe so. I don't know. I'm sure the Lord likes it.
I love it.
So what is the one thing you enjoy most about owning a Chick-fil-A?
Oh my goodness, it's my team. That's hands down. We have a hard job. When we interview team members or applicants to work with us, we level with them. It's fast paced. It's oftentimes stressful, and we know that what we do is actually affecting our community, impacting our community in a positive way. So we know that it's a difficult job at times, but they love to work together. And when we bring on a great team, you can see the difference in their shifts, in their shift leaders, and in our guests' lives because of how they work together.
How do you motivate your team?
You know, it's a good question because often I find myself getting encouraged by the things that they do. When I walk into the building and have a new initiative, they have something they're really proud of, an achievement they accomplished. I know I get a lot of motivation from that or encouragement from that. But we do. We start with a competitive pay. We offer benefits to our team members, including a contribution towards health insurance. Full-time team members get a contribution towards a retirement account. But outside of that, it's treating each person with that honor, dignity, and respect that Chick-fil-A is known for, as well as listening to them when something's wrong, because things do go wrong, not just with our guests or an order accuracy, but things in our team members' world, things in on their shifts might not always go perfectly. So we always want to make sure we're listening and addressing their issues quickly.
Well, when you're dealing with the public, it's always a challenge sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
But
and a joy.
Well, and a joy too. That's right. It's kind of like being a parent, isn't it?
It's
the hardest, most rewarding job you'll ever have. I see the commercials all the time, and they talk about what specific team members have done to impact the community. Do you have a specific story of one of your team members like that?
I not only think about specific stories from team members, I also think about specific guests. So my team could tell you not only their favorite guests, but also their favorite guests order in our restaurant. So oftentimes they'll ring up someone's regular meal before they've even reached the speaker box or the counter because they recognize that person, their family, as well as what their preferences are and what they enjoy eating at our restaurant. So I think about Key Welch. He's a guest that comes to our restaurant all the time.
Oh yeah, I
feel
Key.
Bad for calling out, you know, just
that's
one person.
Okay.
There's going to be so
I know
many
Key.
Others. But Key is an incredible guest and representative of me and of my family. So he speaks well of us when he goes and talks to his friends or other people. But I know our team members really enjoy serving him as well.
He's a neat guy. I like him.
He's so much fun.
I'm talking with Micah Harris of Chick-fil-A on Businesses in Our Backyard, and we'll be right back.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and we're talking with Micah Harris, who is the franchise owner of Chick-fil-A in Sylacauga. And what do you wish everyone understood about your job?
Oh, boy. How long have we got it again?
Well, you got 7 more minutes.
Okay, so. 23 minutes. Got it. My goodness. I don't think people understand the extent to which I get to be involved. So it usually comes in different seasons. So right okay. now I've got a newborn at home. So my
right.
involvement at the restaurant is it's pretty spotty right now. I'm there several days a week, but I might pop in for a few hours here or stay in for a long day here. But I don't think that most people think about the owner of a Chick-fil-A restaurant as enjoying jumping in and changing the trash, taking out to the dumpster, or washing my hands and breading chicken, and doing a lot of things that are more on hands or hands-on than you would probably assume at first. So I think there's that aspect of it. But secondly, I'd say getting to know my team members, I think that's been the greatest privilege of what my job is that I have the opportunity to meet them, to understand where they are, where they're coming from, maybe play a small part in their career towards something with our company, our industry, or even outside of that. So we have team members that have gone on to medical professions and others, and we're really excited to just play any small role that we can in their leadership and growth development.
Okay. Can you think of a funny story, something really funny that happened at the restaurant?
I should have been prepared for that.
Oh,
oh,
I love
see.
Good,
which
funny
one?
Stories.
So my team knows that I like to jump in. I like to help. Oftentimes, though, I do lead by do as I say and not as I do, especially
dear.
When it comes to reaching things that are higher up and probably shouldn't do. So I do my best to be as safe as possible, but sometimes I get in a hurry.
So you are the fastest Southerner I've ever seen in my life.
You might not be wrong. Sometimes I get in a little bit of a hurry. So I have in the restaurant been moving a little too quickly. The floors do get, you know, we'll spill something, gets wet. I've definitely eaten it a couple of times. I've definitely slipped and fallen pretty hard. And my team, you can just hear it. It's an audible kind of, do we help him? What's going on? Is he broken?
Yeah.
Should we just leave him there for somebody else? No, they're usually more concerned than they should be. I'm not bouncing back as quickly as I used to.
No kidding. Getting up there. I hear you on that.
Yeah. Sometimes I need to slow down.
So what is something that you've learned about owning a fast food restaurant that you didn't know when you first got it?
The opportunities to work in the community or to be a part of the nonprofit partners in our community. So I knew as a team member, even back in 2005, I recognized the owner, operator, you know, my boss as the Chick-fil-A guy. And I didn't know much about him outside of that, but I knew that he was involved in not necessarily directly in local government, but that he would be asked, you know, advice in the community as someone who's a business owner. I knew that he would go and speak at high schools and middle schools, and I really respected him for that. And I just remember thinking there's no way I could ever have that level of influence that he had. And I'm so honored that being with Chick-fil-A or owning a restaurant has provided me the opportunity to speak into the lives of others and to give them the same investment that was given to me through so many leaders in my past. So I have the opportunity right now, for one example, to speak at SAFE here in Sylacauga.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
About once a week, I go speak a part of their workforce development program.
Okay.
And I'll go speak to a small class, and we'll talk about what successful employees do and talk about different behaviors and skills that they have and can practice as they pursue a career.
That's really neat. That's neat that you have that ability to impact some people.
Well, it's so exciting, and I'm grateful to say for letting me come and do that alongside them. They're an amazing partner in the community.
Well, I've been talking with Micah Harris of Chick-fil-A, and I thank you for joining me today. This is Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature a local business in and around our area. And be sure to share this show with your friends and give the podcast a 5-star rating. Thanks. I'm Rebecca Young. Thanks for watching and listening.
Rebecca,
thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.